This is the Sakar Moli of 13th of July 2026. Essence, sweet children, you have come to the Father to make your lives as valuable as a diamond. Only by having remembrance of the Father will your lives become like that. Question: what main effort do you need to make in order to claim a high status in the new world? Answer: Baba says, sweet children, now remove your intellects from the trap of attachment to your old relations who have made you so unhappy, and remember me. While living with them, connect your mind to me. Constantly remember the mantra, Man above, and you will claim a high status in the new world. Song: you spent the night in sleeping and the day in eating. Your life that was as valuable as a diamond has become as worthless as a shell. Om Shanti. Just as the essence of the scriptures is explained to you children, similarly, the essence of these songs is also explained to you. He alone is the spiritual father of everyone. He sits here and explains to all of you spiritual children through the body of Brahma. The father explains, O children, you know that this birth of yours is becoming as valuable as a diamond. You come to the Father to make your life as valuable as a diamond. The birth of the residents of heaven is said to be a diamond-like birth. The birth of the residents of the Iron Age is worth shells. You now also know the Confluence Age. We are now residents of the Confluence Age. This Confluence Age is the benevolent age for everyone. It is at the Confluence Age that everyone receives liberation or salvation. Who grants this? The traveller who comes from the Supreme Abode, he is the traveller. You are not travellers. Once you come here, you don't go back. The Father says, I enter this old world and then go back. You children know that there is just that one traveller who does service. He comes and serves us children very well. No one else can do such service. It is for service that you call out, come and serve us impure ones. The Father too says, I have come to serve you children, because you are very unhappy. You call out, remove our sorrow and grant us peace. You always remember these two things, happiness and peace. Here there is peacelessness and sorrow, and this is why people call out. Only the Father comes and explains the secrets of the whole cycle to you children. You children understand that the path of devotion is now coming to an end. The end of the Iron Age means that devotion is continuing to descend. Your stage of ascending is through this knowledge. You claim the highest on high status, and then the happiness of that reward reduces. There isn't as much devotion anywhere else as there is in Bharat. Devotion lasts for half a cycle. Devotion begins when the Copper Age begins and the other religions begin to be established. Devotion is at first very good, just as heaven is also very good at first, and then its degrees gradually reduce. When devotion begins, you first become worshippers of Shiva. There is no worshipping for half a cycle. Then, when the path of devotion begins, the other religions also come into existence. No one else can do as much devotion. devotion continues for a full half cycle. You children also know that the Father, the traveller from the faraway land, who grants salvation to all, and especially to Bharat, and makes them into the masters of heaven, has come once again to give us children the sovereignty of heaven. You receive such a huge inheritance, but not a single thing sits in anyone's intellect. The people of Bharat do so much devotion. There are so many temples. There are so many temples on the subcontinent of Bharat. You now know whose temples they are. First of all, they built a temple to Shiv Baba. Then they built temples to the deities. Those temples are in front of you. On the one hand, they continue to worship Shiv Baba, and on the other hand, Shiv Baba is making you worthy of worship. You have come here to become worthy of worship deities. In fact, all the worshippers of the deities will come here and become Brahmins. Growth will continue gradually. Not everyone can study at the same time. It takes time. Those who studied in the previous cycle will study again. You have to continue to teach one another. You give everyone this knowledge of the Father and the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, through which people can become the masters of heaven. Come and understand this. It is in the intellects of you children how this play continues to turn. No one can relate a story hundreds of thousands of years long. You know what existed 5,000 years ago and whose kingdom it was. It used to be the kingdom of us worthy of worship deities in Bharat. Do you remember that you were worthy of worship and that you then became worshippers? Previously you didn't know that you were worthy of worship deities who took 84 births. The story of 84 births is the story of Lakshmi and Narayan. You relate your story of 84 births. It takes people a lot of time to sit and write their stories. You can tell your story of 84 births in a minute. They just write their stories of one birth, of what they have done since their childhood. This one also tells his own story of how he goes around the cycle of 84 births. It isn't just a matter of one Brahmin. There are many Brahmins. Only you know this cycle. By knowing this cycle, you become kings and queens, and you also make others the same. No one else does as much devotion as the people of Bharat. All the other sects, religions, etc. are established at the time of our devotion. At first, our tree of flowers was very small. There was the spiritual garden and you were the living flowers. That is called the garden of flowers. Then it continues to become your garden of thorns. At this time all have become thorns. The Father sits here and explains how you have to change from thorns into flowers. To cause each other sorrow is to prick like a thorn. It is said that student life is the best. That is the best life. All the girls and boys study in great happiness. Then, as soon as they get married, they start to prick one another like thorns. No one in the golden age pricks anyone. You are now becoming flowers. You know that when Bharat was heaven, there was limitless happiness. There were mines of gold. They have now become empty. You will then receive a lot of gold. There were mines of diamonds, gold, and other gems in Barat. At that time, America, etc., didn't exist. Even Bombay didn't exist then. It is a wonder that at the end of the Iron Age, no gold is visible anywhere, whereas at the beginning of the Golden Age, the mines will be full and palaces of gold will be built. It is a wonder. There, so much gold emerges from the mines. Just as you have bricks of clay here, so you will have bricks of gold there. They perform a play about Maya, the fool, who saw nothing but gold in trance. Truly, there will only be gold in the Golden Age. Here you can't even find bricks of clay. You buy bricks with rupees here, but you will receive gold bricks there, free. There is the difference of day and night. So why should you not make effort to attain a high status in the new world? Why should you become trapped in this trap of attachment? The father says, you take so much sorrow from your old relationships. Baba doesn't tell you to leave them. Simply connect your intellects in yoga to the One Father, and you will become the masters of the world. The meaning of Manmanabhav is, remember me and remember Vishnu, the four-armed image, that is, the land of Vishnu. There is just one main term. There are so many complications on the path of devotion. You souls are all lovers of the One Beloved, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He makes you into the masters of the land of happiness. All souls remember him. Only once do you become spiritual lovers of the Spiritual Beloved. All others are human, physical lovers and beloveds. You unlimited lovers have now found the unlimited beloved. You tell him, come and make us impure ones pure. They only call out to the one alone. You souls know that you have become impure, and this is why you call out to the purifier. When a Kumbh Mela takes place, so many go and bathe in the Ganges. There is no benefit in that. No one becomes pure through that. The Father comes now and rains this knowledge on you. You are being rained on with this knowledge, through which this forest of thorns will become that garden of flowers. You know that when it is your kingdom, there is no one impure there. The whole world is being rained on with the rain of this knowledge. Everything becomes fresh and green. Even the mines of diamonds and jewels become new again. You children should now remain in so much happiness. You can see that the unlimited Father personally sits here and says to you children, remember me and your sins will be absolved. You may sit anywhere. Even when bathing, let there be remembrance of the Father in your intellects. At that time, you have time to remember the Father. You will earn an income according to how much you remember the Father. There is an income earned by having remembrance. Have you ever heard that you earn an income by having remembrance? This is such a huge income. You become the masters of the land of Vishnu. You know that the Father of you souls is the incorporeal one. He has taken the support of this one's body. The lucky chariot is also mentioned. It is the lucky chariot that the Supreme Soul of the Supreme Father enters and rides. When the chariot of a soul is ready, that soul quickly comes and enters it. The father simply has to enter this chariot and give this knowledge. When it is the end of the last of this one's many births, and it is his stage of retirement, the father says, I come and enter this one. That is, I become present in this chariot. It isn't a question of a horse chariot. You have now received this knowledge. The father sits here and explains to you children face to face. You should have a lot of happiness. When someone studies for the ICS, he has great intoxication. That is the highest examination. This too is a study for you. This is the school where God teaches. Now the question arises, who is God? Is it Sri Krishna or Shiv Baba? Who is everyone's God? Although people believe that it could be the incorporeal one, not everyone believes Sri Krishna to be that. The Father of all souls is the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He constantly stays in the Supreme Abode. He only comes once to make you children into the masters of heaven. You know that that same Baba comes every cycle and changes you from beggars into princes. Bharat is now a beggar. You have had visions of what you will become in your next birth. You have also had visions of destruction and establishment. God speaks, I make you into the kings of kings. Some receive temporary happiness when they donate a lot and perform a lot of charity. They take birth to kings and then die immediately. Some even die in a womb. Some are less abled or one-eyed. As are the actions you perform, so is the status you receive. I am now making you into the kings of kings. You say, Baba, I will surrender myself to you. So you will definitely gain a kingdom. Bharat is called the land of great donors. Here people donate a lot and also perform a lot of charity. All of that begins on the path of devotion. The Father is now giving you a donation for 21 births. You now surrender yourselves to Baba. You have given your bodies, minds and wealth. The Father says, now live as trustees. Look after your households and families. Everything belongs to Shiv Baba. I belong to you. I only remember you. You surrender yourselves from your hearts. The Father says, you may live in palaces and tour around and enjoy yourselves, but simply remember me and you will remain very happy. You were the masters of the world. You are now becoming that once again by making effort. The Father says, sweet, sweet children, only through the power of your yoga will you become conquerors of sin. You become the masters of the world by having remembrance of the Father. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to claim a royal status, surrender yourself completely to the Father. Surrender your body, mind and wealth and live as a trustee. Make effort to become a conqueror of sin. 2. Only by having remembrance do you earn an income. Therefore, make effort to stay constantly in remembrance. Become such a spiritual flower that you claim a right to the world of flowers. No thorns should remain inside you. Blessing. May you have unlimited disinterest and experience the whole world in the One Father. Only those who consider the Father to be their world can have unlimited disinterest. Those who have just the Father as their world would just stay in their world. They would not get involved with anyone else, and so they automatically step away. Both people and possessions are included in the world. The Father's wealth means my wealth. By maintaining this awareness, you will become one who has unlimited disinterest. While looking at others, you will not see anyone. They will just not be visible to you. Slogan: in order to experience a powerful stage, keep a balance of being in solitude and being entertaining. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. A fortress is built for people to stay safe within it. You would not create a small alcove for a king. You would build a fortress. Each of you has to build a fortress of volcanic remembrance for yourself, for your companions, and for all other souls. When there is the volcano of the power of remembrance, all souls will then experience safety. Om Shanti.